You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So don't forget, we got Rams football coming up for you. Tomorrow night we got Lakers versus Portland in Portland. Then we've got Rams football Sunday night. Rams 7.5-point favorites over Tennessee Sunday night. Matthew Stafford, Robert Woods limited in practice, but both expected to play. And Andrew Whitworth will be back at left tackle. We may see Adrian Peterson, a running back for Derrick Henry for Tennessee. There's a lot of stuff out there. Von Miller, Tim Tebow. I heard Max Kellerman say it. Why not OBJ, who was released by the Browns today? Odell Beckham Jr. to the Rams. If you're a Rams fan, feel free, 877-710-ESPN, if that makes any sense to you. Do you want OBJ as part of this Rams stable of wide receivers? 877-710-ESPN. To me, it doesn't quite make sense. It's a fun idea. It just doesn't quite make sense. Raiders, by the way, since there are some Raiders fans here, several in town. Raiders -3 at the New York Football Giants on Sunday. And Momo is telling a lie. That's enough. We don't need the music.
Yeah, yeah.
Momo is telling.
Oh, turn it up. The autumn.
Momo is telling a lie today. You can win a 4-pack of tickets to see Rams Titans Sunday Night Football at SoFi Stadium, plus a vote for Jorge T-shirt.
See.
And Momo, just tell us up front. Have you told the lie yet?
I've told a lot of stories. I've told
so
a lot
of
stories.
So you have told a lie.
I don't know. I'm not supposed to tell you. How many stories? I think I've given you at least 4 or 5 potential lies of the day already.
There are a bunch in there already.
There are a lot.
I don't know which one it is.
I lost track.
Yeah, I lost track.
Really?
Sometimes I nod off a little bit during your stories. Sometimes I lose. I shouldn't say nod. I lose focus. I lose focus sometimes.
Is that because you're not talking?
Yeah, it's correct. It's because I'm not talking. It's like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander last night when he made that three against the Lakers, which was just disastrous performance for the Lakers. You saw what he said after he made that logo three. I'm him. He beat his chest and said, I'm him. It went viral last night after he made that logo three against the Lakers. So Aaron Rodgers said back in August, I think, he was asked if he'd been vaccinated, and he said, I've been immunized. Which, technically, Momo, is that not the same thing to be vaccinated
it's
and
technically
to be immunized?
Not the same thing. Because,
it's not.
Because you did not take a vaccine. Vaccinated means you took a vaccine. So, but he's also not immunized. Like, you're not immune from COVID. Like, whatever. His story of, like, what he actually did. It does not make him immunized.
Right.
I mean, and he said he took ivermectin, he took some zinc, he took some monoclonal antibodies. He just took, like, a bunch of stuff that Joe Rogan told him to take. And Dr. Rogan considers himself immunized.
Yeah.
Which is not the same thing as vaccinated. And he's actually not immunized because he got COVID.
Correct.
So, should I read the definition of immunized? Should we look that up?
No, let's not do that.
All
Instead,
right.
Why don't we listen to Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
We've got a clip of Aaron Rodgers from the Pat McAfee show a little bit earlier today.
I realize I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob right now. So before my final nail gets put in my cancel culture casket, I think I'd like to set the record straight on so many of the blatant lies that are out there about myself right now. And I appreciate the opportunity to tell my side of the story on here. First of all, I didn't lie in the initial press conference. During that time, it was a very, witch hunt that was going on across the league where everybody in the media was so concerned about who was vaccinated and who wasn't and what that meant and who was being selfish and who would talk about it and what it meant if they said it's a personal decision, they shouldn't have to disclose their own medical information and whatnot. And at the time, my plan was to say that I've been immunized. It wasn't some sort of ruse or lie. It was the truth. And I'll get into the whole immunization in a second. But had there been a follow-up to my statement that I've been immunized, I would have responded with this. I would have said, look, I'm not, you know, some sort of anti-vax flat earther. I am somebody who's a critical thinker. You guys know me. I march to the beat of my own drum. I believe strongly in bodily autonomy and the ability to make choices for your body, not to have to acquiesce to some woke culture or crazed, you know, group of individuals who say you have to do something. Health is
okay,
not
that's
a one
good. That's
size
good. We get
fits
the idea.
All
we get the idea
for everybody.
So, can I just first of all, I think these buzz terms like woke mob, I don't think woke mob has anything to do with vaccination,
no.
At least not to me. I don't think cancel call, I mean, you're the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
You're not in, there's not a final nail in the coffin as far as cancel culture goes. What you did really is, and as you referenced, he goes on to talk about Joe Rogan and then the medicine that they give to livestock, that ivermectin stuff and monoclonal antibody, all this stuff he did instead of just getting the shot. Ultimately, what he did was decidedly selfish. I mean,
yeah.
In this case, he is affecting his team and their chances to win, period. And it may be that they lose home field advantage because Jordan Love has to start one or two games at quarterback during the regular season because Aaron Rodgers got COVID and hadn't been vaccinated.
Yep. And look, there was a couple of things, and we should go through some of the bullet points, okay? He said he didn't want the vaccine because he's allergic to some ingredient in the mRNA vaccines. Okay, so that's Pfizer and Moderna. We'll have to take him at his word for that.
We'll have to take him at his word, although mRNA is a pretty new technology, and I don't know that. Anyway,
take him at his word for that, whatever. Okay, and he didn't like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of the blood clotting risks.
Right.
That was a very, very small thing amongst mostly women, by the way, when that was a potential thing that came out. It's since been, the medical community said it's a very, very slight risk. It's not anything that you should worry about
right.
in terms of, like, statistically speaking. It's not statistically significant. That was very, very early on. And, okay, so why didn't you just come out and say that?
Right.
That's my issue. Like, if you – the reason he didn't come out and say it is he didn't want the shame. There's another part of his quote where he has – I can't believe he would bring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. into this. But he quotes Dr. King as saying you have a moral obligation to object to unjust behavior, especially if something doesn't make sense.
Right.
And he that quote from Dr. King was about segregation, all right?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers is applying it to wearing a mask at a press conference. Like, okay. And his argument was, well, I test every morning, really early in the morning. I think he wanted credit for getting up early. To get woken up to get tested every day.
Yep.
Then he said, I walk around the practice facility. If I'm negative, I walk around the practice facility with my mask on. But when I go to the press conference, it doesn't make sense to me that I should have to wear a mask because I'm already negative and there's social distance. And okay.
And apparently, by the way, they followed the protocols except during those
except
press conferences, right?
Said,
except
why,
for that.
And this is the part that I think is key. He said, why should I be shamed as being unvaccinated? So if I have to wear a mask, theoretically following the protocols would be wearing a mask there.
Right.
I should be, that would create shame for me as an unvaccinated player. Why should I have to be shamed when it doesn't make sense to me? This rule doesn't make sense to me. There's no health reason for that. Okay. Number one, there have been a lot of new studies saying that social distance, especially inside and especially with the Delta variant, is not enough to,
yes, correct.
To, you know, for unvaccinated people. Especially with the air flows and et cetera. But there's been a lot of studies that show that that's not enough. Number two, and he said, oh, and everybody else in that room is vaccinated and wearing a mask, so I shouldn't have to. And to me, that is
the height of selfishness.
Exactly. Like, if I was a vaccinated reporter with a mask on and I knew I was in a room with an unvaccinated person, I would not go in there. Like, I have a little kid at home who can't get vaccinated for a while.
Sure.
And I'm not going to take a chance on that. And I don't want to be exposing myself to somebody who's unvaccinated like that. And there's a level of trust that goes on between people. And there's a level of regard for other people. It's not just about you, like what you're comfortable with. I'm in here and I put my mask on out of respect for Greg and Jorge. Okay? I put my mask on out of respect for other people because that's how society works. Like, I don't want to stop at that stop sign every time. I'm going, there's nobody coming. But I'm going to stop at the stop sign because there's rules out there that you got to follow.
Yeah, it's funny. Here's what Bob Costas said on CNN. He said, I don't want to be overly glib about this, but it's a personal choice whether or not to get a tattoo or whether you're going to have sushi or pizza. Yeah. But it's not a personal choice when it affects other people, not only their health for obvious reasons, but in the case of athletes on a team, it affects your team and their chances to win.
Yeah.
They right now are a one-loss team. The Rams are a one-loss team. It may be Jordan Love goes out and loses a game, and if Aaron Rodgers is out for two games because of this, loses two games, and the Rams will get home field advantage throughout the playoffs because Aaron Rodgers didn't get his shots.
And it's like, you know, he basically is putting his own shame. He didn't want to be judged or criticized like other unvaccinated players who kind of leaned into it, right? Cole Beasley leaned in and Alan Lazard leaned in. There was Kirk Cousins, etc. Rather than just be upfront, like if he truly has an allergy to something in that vaccine, why don't you just say so?
Yeah.
I just say so. I mean, people can debate whether you're, you know, well, take your word for it, okay? But just say so and be upfront about it. But you deliberately misled people to think, I mean, it's like, to me, it's the equivalent of forging a vaccine card.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll tell you this much. You know, this all the talk about woke mob and cancel culture, which I think has nothing to do with any of this. These are just buzz phrases people love to use. I mean, this isn't cancel culture. Aaron Rodgers will be back in uniform as soon as he's healthy. He's not canceled. Everything doesn't necessarily lead to that. But what it does, this thing is just, if you get a chance to listen to the whole thing, it is long, it is rambling, it is...
Sounded like he had it scripted, though. He had some. If you listen to that again, you can hear him turning some pages.
I would use. I think it's kind of kooky.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I mean, it's just kind of. It's kind of odd. Go listen to the whole thing, and I'll tell you. And the Joe Rogan thing, you know, the ivermectin thing is just a load of crap. That's just a load of crap. All right, coming up next, the people at the station that Momo doesn't like. And a lawsuit that I wonder if you think has merit. That's coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Frog in your throat, and
just
all of a sudden,
that was impressive.
You become fodder.
Oh yeah,
for Morales.
You're a professional, Mace. You're not supposed to make mistakes like that.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I had a cold like a month ago, and I still have what's left over it. But we don't need to dwell on it. It's like when I couldn't remember Derrick Henry's name. I mean, everybody has moments like that, don't they?
Yeah, of course.
I struggled to find Derrick Henry's. I said Derrick. And then it took me
all the time
a few seconds to figure out.
Because you're
Henry.
Talking about something you don't talk about all the time.
Right, exactly.
Like I was on Around the Horn. This happens to me all the time on Around the Horn when I have to talk football and stuff. And, you know, today I was talking about the Browns and the Bengals, and I was like, I forgot which team I was talking about.
Okay, listen, this is me trying to say Derrick Henry. Fortunately, Derrick Henry,
the leading rusher in the NFL. That's the name you can't think of.
Oh, you made it worse, though.
That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah, because you were like,
Titans, unfortunately, no Derrick Henry,
the leading rusher in the NFL. That's the name you can't think of.
Ireland actually makes it worse at the end.
Yeah, he does. The leading rusher in the NFL.
He could have just said Henry.
Yeah.
Instead, he said Derrick Henry, the leading rusher in the NFL.
That was funnier that way.
What was going through your head at that moment? You're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I can't remember who this is.
I'm like, what the hell is that guy's last name?
Yeah, and you know the truth is, I get a little nervous when I'm like on live TV because you only get like 10 seconds, and I always feel like, I gotta hurry up. But we're on radio, we got like 3 hours. I mean, we'll find it. We'll just make something funny.
What do you do to cite? Because this is actually interesting. What do you do? I came across this story about Carl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
And Carl Anthony Towns says he gets ready for games by watching two gorillas fight to the death.
To the death?
Yes, to the death. Here's what he says. This is an actual quote. Actual quote. He says, before games, he says, he used to listen to Halloween theme music, and that would really get him going. That's what Kobe used to do.
Yeah.
He said, I really have just been watching two gorillas fight before every game. I've been addicted to that. I want to see who is the best in the laws of nature. I'm watching gorillas fight all day. I know if I'm in that video, I'm leaving alive. Somebody got to die. Ain't going to be me. That's what Carl Anthony Towns is doing to get ready for a game.
I mean, he didn't really say to the death.
Well, he said, I'm the one that's getting out alive.
Yeah, I know. You just.
Did you not hear the gorillas?
Yeah, barely. Is that gorillas? Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's gorillas. So what do you do to psych yourself up for a show? Jorge, what do you do to psych yourself up for a show?
I don't know. I don't have anything, honestly. I just look. I get out of my
car. You're just not that psyched.
No. Listen. I'm in the parking lot. I take a deep breath and get out of the car. Once I close that door and I walk through that studio door in the back, that's it. It's game on. That's all.
You're
that's
locked
all it is.
In.
That's it. I leave Parkman, everything.
What about
for,
you?
Yeah, I leave everything in the back.
I'm sure you have a very strict pre-show ritual.
Oh, yeah. It's very extensive. Oh, I do 15 jumping jacks. I do 35 push-ups.
I run up and down the hallway.
I'm just a wild man before the show. No. Nothing.
So I understand why. Okay. You know those few moments where your Comrex dropped and I had to like lead off the show.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And I was flailing.
Oh yeah, that was rough.
I definitely, when I have to lead the show, I have to get psyched up. I have to prepare. I have to get a couple of takes going. I have to have the show document in front of me so I know where I'm going and have an idea what to lead to. So that definitely gets me going. Like I have to like fire myself up a little bit. And for me, it's more about preparation. Like, okay, as long as I feel prepared, then I can handle it because I've done it a few times. But the worst is when it's like, I'm not prepared. Your Comrex just dropped. I'm supposed to lead the show, and I literally have no idea what you wanted to talk about coming out of the gates.
Right, right.
And I'm like, so the Lakers played last night, and, you know, how about that?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. This is a great idea. Jorge just had a great idea. Jorge, I wish you would just say these things on the air.
No, because she's talking, and you don't know.
Okay. What? Jorge says...
Setting up, we're going to challenge you today.
No, please don't. It's Friday. Yeah. I've had a long week.
This is perfect.
This is perfect.
I don't need to do that.
You are going to lead the 3 o'clock hour.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're going to lead the 3 o'clock hour.
It's too hard.
You're going to do it. It's all on you. We're counting on you.
Look, you can get up and do this. Come on. Let's go.
Come on. You usually do dance. Come on. You get up. We love that.
The whole hour. How about just one segment?
Let's Why? One segment. One segment.
One segment. Right, okay, one segment. The 3 o'clock segment.
Game
is
of games. I'll
all
lead
Momo.
I got it.
So Momo, I mentioned this. The people that you don't like at the station.
Yeah, who's that?
So the other night, during right after the World Series, I won't say what you
part of this is off the record. Did you not
understand?
No,
I'm not. Right. I'm going to say anything that you said.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to report anything that you said in this text. But I did notice this. You sent out a group text.
Oh.
And it was to Ireland.
Yep.
Lindsay.
Yep.
Morales.
Okay.
Bergman.
Yep. Who did I leave
Laura, off? Laura.
Yeah.
Jorge.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
No Travis.
Yep.
No Sliwa.
I don't even have Travis's number.
No Emily, the producer of the Travis and Sliwa show.
Yep.
No Sedano and no Cap.
Yeah. That's true. All that's true. What's wrong
now,
with
what,
that?
Now, does that say a certain thing about Sedano and Cap for you?
No, I was just, it was not like a station-wide text. I'm mostly on your show. And there was a producer crossover with Lindsay, so I included her. And I
and you
also
included Laura.
And I included Laura because, like, I do, like, well, Laura's my girl. I like Laura a lot.
I do too.
Yeah. And then I threw Morales in there because I think he would get upset if I didn't. Right? I mean,
he would get pissed
he
off.
He would. Yeah. He'd be like, and he's also sometimes on our group texts.
Yeah, you guys always do group texts that include Morales, and then I do a different group text that doesn't.
Doesn't, yeah. So I was like, what, I did have a thought.
Bergman,
like, oh,
am I right about
Morales
that?
You're absolutely right. When I first got back, I would include Morales on all the texts, and then he would make a brand new one and be like, let's use this one.
Yeah. He would. Like, all right, you're right. Fine.
He wants
to
be the head of the group. That's why. Yeah, that's why.
I don't want Morales, you know, getting our every thought.
Yeah,
because it's all going to wind up on the air.
Which is why it's so good. I mean, that's
yeah, but that's the problem with Morales. You can't tell him anything. That's why he's a snake. He's a snake because
I don't think he's a snake. I think he's.
If I tell Morales something off the air, it will wind up on the air in some sort of friggin' promo.
It's like me texting you.
Boom.
That's probably fair. Probably fair. All right. I want to tell you about a lawsuit coming up next. I want to tell you about a lawsuit coming up next that involves Pop-Tarts, the Pop-Tart lawsuit. That is coming up next for you. And then we got Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. And 3:30, lie of the day. Momo, just tell us straight up. Tell us straight up, honest. Have you told the lie?
I can't remember. I cannot recall.
So if you can, I've got nothing on my list. Bergman, do you have anything on your list?
I have no clue.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
I got two things.
You got two?
Yeah, two things.
You know what, though? He has an advantage because he sits the closest to me.
Right.
I think I have tells. You'll tell me if I have a tell.
Yeah.
If you think you know the lie, at 3:30, call in for a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to be at Sunday Night Football, Rams versus Titans on Sunday night. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, what's going on? It is Friday. It is an effing Friday. Anything goes. Momo, we were just talking. You're a big Adele fan, right?
Oh, she's a gift from God.
Her new song has been stuck in my head. So I'm on my bike. It's called an assault bike every day. Bergman has a really expensive Peloton. Costs like $3,000 or something.
$2,500.
I bought this assault bike for $600, $700, and I ride it every single day. And my warm down song has been the Adele song. Go easy on me, baby.
That's exactly how it sounds when she sings it.
And it gets stuck in my head. It's one of those songs that gets stuck in my head. Bergman, by the way, we've got a bet that he is not. Well, let me see. It's $25,000.
Right.
If he wins it, if he rides his Peloton 18 times in the month of November.
Right. What do you think, Momo?
Why can't you do that?
I can't.
Yeah, that's what I say. Why can't you do that?
I mean, I'm going to do that.
It's
not that hard.
No, yes. No. Oh, whoa. Okay, hold on.
Couple times a week.
No, yeah, it's not that hard. It's a little bit overboard. It is very difficult.
You don't have to try hard. You can just like
You can just slough off.
No, yeah. I have to do a 20-minute ride.
So 20 minutes, but I'm not saying you have to work hard.
Yeah, it's a real ride. Well, oh, I guess I don't have. Well, yeah, but if I'm going to go on it, I'm going to work hard.
It's like sometimes I don't want to walk.
How many rides have you done so far?
This month I've done 3. I did one this morning, actually. For a 20-minute ride with a 5-minute cooldown.
But you haven't sent the group the screenshot of it.
I have. I'll send it again.
No, I saw the screenshot.
Oh, okay, cool.
I did see the screenshot. And it tells you how long, because I heard on the afternoon show they told Kaplan told you, well, why not just do five-minute rides? And that we decided that would be unfair. That's the cheat code.
Yeah, that's cheating. It's always 20 or 30-minute rides with a five-minute cooldown.
But, like, there's days when you don't feel like working out. There's days when
lots
you don't feel – lots of them. But you can just mail it in. But you just still show up and do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to work very hard.
Once I get on – once I actually sit, though, I feel like I have to do all of it.
Well, yeah,
like, I gotta really
you got
get
your
into
cheerleader.
It.
Golly gee, guys, you can do it.
Come on, Peloton.
Come on, climb.
Yeah,
climbing.
It helps, actually.
It does.
It's like going to one of them. Did you ever try one of those spin? What are those? What's that spin place?
The cycle.
Soul cycle. Have you ever been to Soul Cycle?
I have. It's a big sweaty place.
Yeah, I went to Soul Cycle a few times, and I'm telling you, it's like me in the back and
yes, 20, not my jam.
20, you know, 18-year-old girls up front.
It is not my jam. I thought I was going to die.
Brutal.
It was so hot in there, and it was so sweaty, and everybody else was, like, totally into it, and I was just like, whoa, I can't do this at all. And I'm, like, claustrophobic in there, and they turn the lights down.
They turn
stuff.
The lights down, there's candles lit, and
nope.
It's like, golly gee, guys, we're going to have
no.
a ride. You can do this.
No, shut up. I'm not
I
doing
agree.
This.
Shut up.
Like, I mean, look, the thing about working out is fun. There's parts where you will, when you do it enough and you enjoy it and you find ways that you enjoy it, you actually miss it when you don't. Like, I swim at least 3 times a week, sometimes more, or I walk every single night, no matter what. And
right.
It's like I look forward to it. So on my walks, I usually call a friend. I usually go for a walk around like 10 p.m. And I call a friend and we have like a 30, 40-minute chat. That's like when I catch up with people. Or I listen to a podcast. And I have three or four podcasts that I listen to. And I walk. And some nights I walk really fast and I get a good sweat going. And other nights I just totally coast. But I still walk. Still do it. And the same thing with swimming.
So for me, this is how I find new music. Like I just sent Jorge a bunch of new music for the show. I like riding the bike and listening to new music. That's what I do on there. I don't listen to podcasts. I get enough of that. I get enough of people talking. I listen to Bill Simmons and I listen to Adam Carolla and I've got my few that I listen to.
Yeah.
But for the most part, when I'm on the bike, I just like listening to music. You mentioned Adele is doing an interview next week with Oprah Winfrey. And we were musing who would be our interviewers if we – we're in that situation where we were doing a big interview. Who would you want to interview you?
Definitely Oprah. Like, I feel like that is such validation. If Oprah wanted to interview me, I've made it. Like, I've forever made it.
Yeah, she's too touchy.
Oh, I'm all about touchy feely. I'm all empathy and girl power and.
See, I would go Letterman. Have you watched Letterman's interview show?
Yeah, he's like weird with the beard and stuff. And
he's it's more intellectual. I think it's more it's smarter. They talk about things like did you see he has everybody on there. He has everybody he wants basically. Him and Obama, him and Al Pacino, him and like everybody goes on David Letterman show. Everybody that asks because he's got a little bit more of an intellectual approach to things.
I think Oprah's the opposite of Oprah. No, I don't think she's. She may not be intellectual in the way Letterman is, but I think she's incredibly emotionally intelligent.
She's very smart. Yeah,
I think she really gets people. So I grew up watching Oprah. I have a tremendous respect for her.
Me too.
No, but also,
she's
like,
awesome.
You know why she's so good is she gets people to open up and she gets people to relax and to feel comfortable revealing parts of themselves that they wouldn't do elsewhere. And I think sometimes when you're talking to an intellectual person, like there's always something with an interviewer. And I notice this when I do them myself. Okay. You can tell pretty quickly if somebody's trying to impress you, if they're trying to please you. So when you're the interviewer, you have to decide if they care about your opinion or not, like, or they care about the audience, or are they just playing to the crowd, or are they just trying to hurry up and finish this off, right? And I think that when you're with somebody like Letterman, where he's playing the intellectual card and he's smart and funny and blah blah blah, I think people try to impress him with intellectualism, like you try to go over the top. It's not necessarily all that real.
But with Oprah, aren't they just doing their spirituality stuff?
Yeah, totally. But I think
they're trying to impress
like
her with
their
spirituality.
Yeah. Yeah. But she makes them feel, I don't know if they're trying to impress her with that. I think they're just, she just kind of makes you feel
Oh, it's all about your journey. Oh, I'm on my journey. It's like, I'm so tired of the word journey.
Yeah, okay.
Don't you think? It's so hacky.
That gets old for me, too.
We're on a journey. No, you're just living your life day after day. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a journey.
Yeah, and you were a little insecure when you were a teenager, and now you had to find your power.
Blessed.
And
hashtag blessed.
Hashtag my I'm power. On my journey. Yeah, I know. I got you.
All right. I didn't have time for the lawsuit thing. I will get to it coming up at 3:15. In the meantime, I want to let you know two things. First, Jump Ball is coming up next. Second, Momo is going to lead the segment at 3 o'clock.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm going to follow her. She's going to lead. And actually, number 3, I didn't promise a number 3, but I'm going to do it. Next Wednesday, we are broadcasting live from Bastard's Canteen, which is a veteran-owned and operated restaurant. Biggest event of the year comes back. It's downtown Downey, celebrating our Marines, our veterans, the Downey community. It's the 9th annual 246th Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day Bash. We are broadcasting there starting at 12:55 sharp. Sedano and Cap will be there for their afternoon show. It's at Bastard's Canteen on Downey Avenue. It's 21 only, 21 up. Live music, beer garden, bastard menu, and it actually says a bastard menu, and crafty cocktail bar, Marine Corps cake cutting ceremony, and more. Events closing down the street between 2nd and 3rd on Downey Avenue. So next Wednesday, come out and hang out with us and salute all of our veterans for Veterans Day. Mason in Ireland, Jump Ball's next, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Chris. All right, so we talked about the space flight that William Shatner went on a few weeks ago. That's where I found out that Shatner was really not that great of a dude. I did not know that in the past. But Tom Hanks was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night and confirmed that Jeff Bezos asked him to go on the Blue Origin flight, with one caveat, that he pay for it. Hanks said, and you know, it cost $28 bucks or something like that. And I'm doing good, Jimmy. I'm doing good. But I ain't paying $28 million. How much would you guys pay to go to space?
Well, obviously, I don't have $28 million.
Well, let's just say you had as much money. You have money to spare.
Oh, so I've got money to spare?
Yeah, you've got plenty. It's not an option.
I would spend whatever it took to go to space. I would love to go to space. To me, it's like something you have over the world. Like, I've been to space, you haven't.
That's where you want to go?
It's sort of like I'm better than you. I went to space. And I'll tell you the other thing. It would blow up my Instagram account. My Instagram would blow up if I went to space.
These are not good reasons, Mace. These are not.
Like, hashtag
space.
Is that your new hashtag blessed?
Hashtag blessed. I got to go to space.
Blessed. Those are your reasons, really?
Yeah, plus I – look.
How about just the experience that you
– Oh, no, it is – obviously, it's the experience. I mean, I remember why I interviewed Neil Armstrong years and years and years ago when I was on the Snyder Show, and he talked about walking on the moon, and all I could think was, can you imagine being one of that handful of people that was up there and walked on the moon? That, to me, is crazy. I would love – like, I would be all in on – taking, I don't know if Juan would be all in on it, but I'd be all in on me and Juan and Sophie and Fredo getting on one of those ships that's going to Mars to start a new life and grow potatoes like Matt Damon did. I would be all in on that. I think life is about the adventure, and I would want the adventure of that.
I'm in a different place in my life.
Oh, right. You got a baby.
Yeah, I got a baby. And also, like, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was all about, like, let's just go have experiences. Let's go run around the world. I would always do slightly ill-advised things in the name of having good experiences. Like, I'd rent cars when I was in Turkey. And I would go drive to national parks and off-roads and, you know, stupid. Like, if I got a flat tire out there, I'd be totally stuck in the middle of this, like, national park in Turkey with wild boars and stuff. That's stupid. Okay.
But you wouldn't want to go to space?
Not now. No. Good.
Everybody seems to be doing it with no ramifications.
Yeah, so far. But I guess I'm like at a stage where I'm like happy being home. I'm like not, I don't have this big wanderlust. It just feels inconvenient. I most just want to hang at home with my kid. It's weird.
We're going to Costa Rica in December. I'm going to go ziplining. Yeah. I'm going to go whitewater rafting. I mean, I'm going to do all that stuff.
Yeah, I think probably when he's older, I'll like want to go on adventures.
Oh, I'm
right
sure.
Now, I'm just like totally nesting.
Last time I went ziplining, there was like an 8-year-old girl who ziplined, and she had a friggin' blast. I don't know how you would feel. What's the ziplining age, do you think, for Daniel?
I'm not going to do it. I'm afraid of heights. So I'd have to go with him, and that's like the one thing I'm kind of afraid of.
If you did it once, you would love it.
I don't think I would do it once, though.
Bergman, have you been ziplining?
Yeah, I've been, and it's so much fun. You do the whole, I was in Kauai one time, and I did where you go like the Superman, you go upside down, you go backwards, you do all that fun stuff.
I've
I don't even like getting
backwards.
Too close to the top of a canyon. I don't even like that.
I've never done the upside down.
Oh.
The upside down scares me a little bit.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. You'll love it when you actually
Jorge,
do it.
What about you? Have you ziplined?
No, I have not done that.
Oh, you got it.
I want to do it.
It is so much fun.
It's on the bucket list.
Have any of you gone skydiving?
Nope.
Yeah, I have.
Nope.
Yeah, me too. It's fun.
Nope.
I did a static core jump about 20 years ago. It's talk about a buzz. I felt high for 3 days afterwards.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like so buzzed about it. And then thinking back on it, thinking about being up there in so much space and the floating down is incredible. I would like to go back and do a tandem jump. I did a static core jump where the moment you jump out the plane, it pulls the ripcord for you.
So you just go up?
So you go up, you hang off to a like a strut of the plane, and it pulls the ripcord for you. I would like to do a jump that's a tandem jump where I get some serious free fall. Did you do a tandem jump, Greg?
Yeah, I did a tandem. So I was on the north shore of Oahu and went through clouds. It was the most unbelievable experience of my life by far.
Yeah, I absolutely, I love it when like old people do it. You know, like I think, okay. No,
I
look,
get that. I get
President
that.
Herbert Walker Bush, the first president, did it like on his 80th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's really cool. Go for it when you're 80. Don't sit around and watch Netflix all day. Go out and live life.
I mean, like, I just want to go travel. Like, you know, and I get, like, a lot of adrenaline rush trying to make deadlines or when I'm, like, late for flights and have to run through the airport. That's kind of thrilling.
Seems like a thrill.
Made it. Every time I get to the gate, made it. I made it. You didn't think I could make that, huh? I got to Burbank Airport 23 minutes before my flight. I made it.
All right,
there's some adrenaline.
It's the game within the game that's sweeping the nation. Fun with stats.
Oh, fun with stats.
Nope.
All right, you NBA savants, you. Tell me who the top five teams are in terms of overall field goal percentage.
really?
NBA savants, field goal percentage,
yeah,
top
Momo,
five.
You should be able
Let's
to get this.
Go.
No.
The teams that shoot really well.
Okay,
think teams that are down
Knicks,
low more often.
The Knicks.
The Knicks are not on the list.
No, Knicks are bombers, right?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, overall.
So it's teams that play down low. What about Milwaukee?
No, they're not on there
Philly.
Either. That's two. Philly, number one, 49.3. There you go.
Yeah. No, hold on. Got to think about it. People have. Oh, let's
think
go
local.
With. Local.
Oh, think local.
Okay, Lakers.
The Lakers. Lakers are number two, 47.4.
Let's go Denver, Jokic.
Denver tied, number three, 47.4.
Just think of people
nice.
Who have really
two
good.
More.
You're on a roll now.
All right. Good centers out there.
Then it starts getting a little bit. Oh, well, yeah.
Utah?
No, Utah. That is three.
Warriors.
So the number four.
Warriors?
Nope. Not on there either. The Spurs are number four at 47.1, and the Suns with DeAndre Ayton are tied
a great
with
game.
47.1.
Really enjoyed that one.
I'll tell you
like
what.
That one?
Fun with stats is a friggin' blast.
It's sweeping the nation.
I hope that one comes back soon.
Nope, probably won't. Jorge, what you got?
All right, so speaking of trying new things, I have a friend who keeps bugging me to come and try out his parkour gym.
Okay.
Would you guys ever partake in parkour? You
know, no, I don't know what it is.
Okay, that's like jumping from building to building or from wall like to wall. Balcony,
like Spider-Man
balcony,
style.
Kind of.
Matrix style.
Yeah, I'll send you guys a video so you guys check All it right. out. Would you guys ever partake in any of that?
Nope.
No, I am known, Jorge, for my
agility
my coordination, My quick yes. Twitch
where
muscles.
Where are you known for that?
Where?
Where are you known for that?
Mitch? I've had some very memorable moments that people talk about to this day.
Yep. Mace plant.
For all the really wrong good. Reasons. Parkouring, is it called?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Parkouring is definitely not for me. And I don't like the rock climbing thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the commercials where somebody has a tent on the side of a rock face?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like, yeah. Do people actually
yeah,
do that?
It's the iPhone commercial.
Yeah, the iPhone.
Like, you're
going
to sleep up there?
Do people actually do that?
Yeah.
Nope, no thank you.
Nope.
I don't know, but that's extreme for sure.
Yeah, that's extreme. No, I'm not going to parkour. Not my jam at all.
All right, so Josh Johnson is the newest Jets quarterback to have a monster game.
Yeah.
So he has played for 13 different teams, and a couple of them twice, over his time since he was drafted in 2008. Mm-hmm. It's the Bucks, the Niners, the Browns, the Bengals, the Jets, the Colts, the Bills, the Ravens, the Giants, the Texans, the Raiders, Woofed, and the Lions.
I was waiting for Woofed.
Woofed. All right, so what I want to know is, why do you think that all of these quarterbacks for the Jets are having huge games, Mike White, and but not Zach Wilson?
So there was a quote from Robert Saleh, who was the head coach of the Jets.
Yep.
And he was talking about, this experience for Zach being out and watching two other quarterbacks run this offense. And there was a part of the quote that really got me. Said, you know, sometimes just running the offense and executing might seem boring, but it's not boring to win. It's not boring to have success. And I think what he was trying to get at is Zach Wilson is trying too hard to make big hero plays and throw the ball downfield and what a great arm I have and I'm the second coming of Aaron Rodgers or whatever he is or what he was compared to by Tony Romo. So I think he's a rookie trying to do too much and show off.
Well, the other thing is there's something to be said for experience. I mean, this guy has played for how many different teams
13.
And how many different systems? I mean, this guy has been there and been there a lot, even though he's not starting. So there's something to be said for experience. Same thing goes for Mike White, who had been around the league. Zach, you know what? I'm not sold on the guy. I'm not sold on any of these guys. I'm sold on, of the rookie quarterbacks, I like Justin Fields and Mac Jones. I have no idea on Trey Lance. I have no idea on Trevor Lawrence, whether that's going to work or not. Zach Wilson, same thing. Haven't seen enough. Don't know. But it's very possible that he's just a bust. I mean, you don't want to think that after a short period of time. But it's possible that he just doesn't have it.
It also makes me wonder, were people too hard on Sam Darnold?
No, Darnold's still terrible.
It's all right in Carolina.
He's playing all right in Carolina.
He did the first couple weeks.
Carolina's going to be a playoff team.
No, they lost.
No, they don't have McCaffrey.
Yeah, they don't have McCaffrey. They lost
McCaffrey's
the first
back this
they
week.
They won the first two or three games, and he's been terrible since. And he's got
McCaffrey's supposed to be back this week.
So you're going to climb out of last?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they're 4-4. They're in it.
There's a woman by the name of Lydia Ellery, and she is a pro gamer. For the past 11 years, she has had the same Twitter and Instagram handle. That handle is @SquidGame. Since the show came out, she has been threatened, banned from Instagram, and has lost at least two jobs because of her handle. The Squid Game handle is obviously huge, so what should she do with it? Should she keep it, or should she sell it?
I would sell that, man.
Oh, yeah.
I would sell it. You can make bank. I tried to buy @SteveMason at one point. It's a guy in Great Britain who doesn't tweet at all. And I reached out to him. I found out who he was. I forget how it was. I went some sort of backdoor way on Twitter to find the guy and offered him some money. And he was like, no, I'm not selling it. Even though he doesn't use it, I can't imagine what the Squid Game people would pay for that handle. She has it in Twitter and in Instagram?
Both of them. And she's had it for about 11 years.
Wow. And
yeah,
they didn't try to get it?
I would sell that.
Yeah, sell that.
Sell that.
Choice.
Wouldn't you sell it, Bergman?
Well, what is the actual Squid Game's Twitter handle? What do they have to go with?
I don't know what it is. Maybe
probably
it's like
Squid Game Show, something like
Squid
that.
Squid Game Show or Squid Game Netflix or something along those lines.
Yeah, too long.
But I would probably give it up. I mean, you're losing jobs over this at this point, and people are going after you. It's probably not worth it to have it.
Sue, I just did a podcast with Sue today. Momo, oops. did you watch Squid Game?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I'm so behind.
Yeah,
I can't keep up.
I hear it's just pretty gruesome, and that's definitely not my jam.
No.
not my scene. But I'm it's a phenomenon. I guess 111 million people worldwide have watched Squid Game, and it's Netflix is making huge bank on it. So it's obviously successful. But I would sell that handle for sure.
That'll do it.
There you have it. There's your jump ball. Oh, I cannot wait for this. First of all, I want to let everybody know at 3:30 today, Momo has told a lie.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. It still could be
I don't know.
To come.
We'll see.
Momo will have told a lie by 3:30. And if you can successfully sniff it out, you will win a 4-pack of tickets to see Rams-Titans Sunday Night Football at SoFi Stadium, plus a Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Hey, Vote for Jorge.
I want that.
I haven't seen the design yet, but I'm pretty sure.
Pepe Mantilla texted me and said he wants a Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Here you go. All right, Pepe, we'll send you one.
Yeah, we'll definitely send one to Pepe. So we'll do that at 3:30. In the meantime, as promised, Momo is going to lead the next segment of the show. I'll just be right. You know,
if I suck, how long are you going to give me?
The entire time.
Oh, you're just going to let me fail.
We will suck for 15 minutes if you're
minutes?
Awful at this. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Because the struggle, the joy is in the struggle. Momo leading a segment coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.